Parishioner Joseph Haggerty.
Imagine standing on the steps of the cathedral facing a riot. That was the situation in the mid-1850s when a group of know-nothings, a party resisting what they thought was immigrant invasion of the United States, came to the cathedral hoping to break down the doors and find arms stored in the undercroft. The focus of their resentment was the Catholic population of both Irish and German ancestry. The mayor of Louisville and the bishop at that time stood on these steps and faced down the rioters. The builder of the cathedral had taken refuge in the bell tower, swearing that that's where he would give his life if needed. The rioters moved northwest and proceeded to burn down tenements and shoot the tenants as they tried to escape the flames. This was the sad story of Bloody Monday, a tragic portion of the early history of the Cathedral of the Assumption.
It was an election day riot in the city of Louisville on August 6, 1855. By the end of the day, over 20 people had been killed, most of them immigrants and Catholics. This was part of a pattern that is going on in antebellum America. There had been similar riots in Philadelphia in the 1840s, for example. But what happened here was that there was a growing number of immigrants coming into the city, mostly Irish and Germans. They were seen as threatening the jobs and the economics by many people. And so there was general move against them, politically certain to keep them from voting, to keep them from running for office. Rioting broke out in various parts of the city. So the mayor and two aldermen went in, investigated the place, came out and issued cards to the daily papers, which is the way it was done then, to certify that there were no men and munitions hidden in the building. After the Bloody Monday riots, I think a very important factor to note here is that who came to the defense of the Catholics? Many of the Protestant ministers came forward.